All right, we're going to go out to the phone lines. We're going to be joined by Tim Mehdi from Matthew 25 Ministries, who is behind this incredible force sweeping Cincinnati at this moment. Tim, welcome to Unabated Sports.
Hey, thanks for having me.
First question I got to ask is, these things have been simply in demand, highly in demand. What's been your response to that?
Oh, our response is very happy, obviously. It's raising a lot of money for Matthew 25 and helping the people that we help, and we're very excited to be, you know, partnering with Kroger and the Reds.
Now, that's kind of the question I wanted to know is, how did you guys come up with this idea? How did you guys decide on the Big Red Machine? How were you able to get Pete Rose in a Reds uniform?
Well, it's about 3 years of planning, not on my part, but by a gentleman from Associated Premium named Dave Slivey. And a couple of other gentlemen kind of start talking about it, and actually it was the promotion was given to a couple corporations to do, and they just decided that they didn't want to do it because, you know, it was the anniversary, you know, of the 76 team, and, you know, some of them just kind of didn't go forward with it. And so at Matthew 25 we decided that, you know, this would be a great opportunity for us to raise a lot of money for the poor and the disaster victims that we help. So we decided that we would go ahead and do it ourselves. And so then we approached the Reds kind of with everything, and then getting Pete Rose in, it was, you know, at first it was an immediate no. There was no discussion with it. And then at the Reds went back to them and said, hey, listen, you know, tell us, you know, show me in writing, tell me why exactly. And then we, you know, at Matthew 25 sent them a couple of emails saying it's going to help a lot of people. And, you know, the Major League Baseball said, you know what, we stand behind it. So Major League Baseball then approved it. It was kind of that simple.
That's great. That's outstanding. Now, You're talking about helping a lot of people. Not only when folks around here go out and buy these bobbleheads, not only do they get this great thing, but they also do help out a lot of people.
Absolutely. 100% of all the proceeds go back to help Matthew 25. And just so some of the people know, that we're a disaster and humanitarian aid relief organization. So, you know, when the hurricanes hit, we're one of the immediate responders with aid. And actually, we're first response, but actually we're a long-term response, so a little bit different than some of the organizations that we usually plan 5 to 10 years in most of the areas that we help, and then if not longer. So that's kind of a little bit what we do.
Wow. And what areas in particular will these bobblehead money be going towards?
The bobblehead money, the monies that go to is going to ship products, and we help about 35 countries, and then we also help here in the United States with, like, the American Indians, all the, you know, the hurricane victims. You know, there was a tsunami, the Pakistan earthquake, just our normal humanitarian aid that goes into Appalachia, down in Kentucky, here in Cincinnati. You know, it goes pretty much everywhere.
So it sounds like there's a lot of people that need work help, so there's a lot of bobbleheads that have to get sold. You've
yeah.
pretty much sold out of the first ones, haven't you?
Yeah, Kroger's has 109 stores, so they are not sold out of them, but they're just hard to find. A lot of people are trying to track down the first set, and we're saying they're still, you know, they have about a 92% already sold. So there's some still in stores, but, you know, there's up in Dayton area and things like that. People just kind of have to kind of go try to find them. And then also Morgan and Perez one actually is sold out in a bunch of places down here in Cincinnati. But we keep telling people just to call because there's plenty out there. But the Pete Rose one we're not too sure about yet. So when that goes on sale on Monday, we're actually anticipating it to go 90% of them to sell within the first 4 hours.
Yeah, and we've also heard reports of people that are going to camp out ahead of time.
Yeah, we've had several phone calls of people asking us, you know, we can't speak for Kroger, but they keep saying, can we camp out there? And we're like, well, you need to talk to Kroger about that. We're not, you know, you can show up, I'm sure, early in the morning, wait in line, but we're not sure about the camping. So we're kind of interested to see how many people are actually going to be doing that, or even waking up at, and I know a lot of people woke up 6, 7 o'clock in the morning just to go get the first two sets, so I'm kind of interested to see what happens for this third and final set.
All right, sounds like demand is going to be overriding supply for this for these first six that you're doing. Does
mm-hmm.
that mean that we're going to be seeing a second series coming out in the future?
Yes, we have actually talked about that a little bit, and it's not out of the question as of right now. We are still, you know, for financial reasons, we just have to kind of weigh everything and see how this goes at the very end, and then we'll make a decision sometime here in the next several months.
All right, and if people want to help, how else can they do this other than buying these great bobbleheads?
Well, they can go out to our website at www.m25m.org and visit our website. You know, come on, see what we do. You know, we have volunteers that come out to our warehouse in Blue Ash. We have things for everyone to do. People can obviously donate if they would like. And the other thing, what we'd like to let you guys know is that if for one of your listeners, we'll give away a complete set to however you guys want to give it away.
Outstanding.
You guys email us whoever won. We'll send it out to them.
That sounds absolutely great. Tim, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for your kind offer. And we'll
keep saying
the word, make sure that people know, like they don't already know, that these bobbleheads are going to be available and they're going to be out for a great cause.
Well, thanks for having me. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much. That was Matthew 25 Ministries' Tim Meddy, and a great deal with the Big Red Machine. Not only do you get these great bobbleheads that with Pete Rose in a Reds uniform, but you can also help out a great cause.